The CPR and KRCC, I'm Joanne Allen. Pueblo could see temperatures in the 100s today. Dr. Kendall Rockler of the St. Mary Corrin Medical Center says the problems usually start with overheating and dehydration. At first, they're sweating, then
a patient will stop sweating, and then that's what causes the core body temperature to rise, which is the underlying issue that we're trying to prevent. And then we'll kind of start seeing nausea, vomiting, headaches, dizziness.
Backers of the Affordable Care Act are relieved after the Supreme Court rejected the latest push by Republicans to end Obamacare. The program has allowed 600,000 Coloradans and 21 million Americans to sign up for health insurance. Laura Packard is a health advocate and cancer survivor who got insurance via the ACA. She expects more legal challenges.
I mean, this is certainly a victory. People should rest easier now that we don't have to hit refresh every Monday and Thursday morning to find out if we still have health insurance. But I don't think this is done.
Colorado native Neil Gorsuch was one of the dissenting justices in the 7-2 vote. Republicans have challenged the law in various ways, including it calling it unconstitutional and too expensive. The state will soon make public any cease and desist orders issued against child care providers. Officials say the change is meant to make it easier for parents to find out if a center is operating illegally. Colorado Springs is at 96, Grand Junction 103. This is CPR.